Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Four Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We've got an absolutely remarkable call, phenomenal training lined up for you guys this evening. But, you know, today's a special day on the Moore Success Team and the Moore family, especially today would have been Papa's 82nd birthday. So I know Papa up in heaven is celebrating his very first birthday up there, and he's looking down, smiling, and he's in a much better place than we are, but just want to tell Papa happy birthday. We sure miss him, but, you know, the Moore Success Team is thriving and growing bigger and better than it's ever been. Before we get into the call, because the training tonight is really going to be critical, I really encourage you guys, especially if you dialed in on the speaker line, to hit your mute buttons on your cell phone, if you would, please, just to keep the call as clear as possible. These calls are recorded, but, you know, even on the playback, we want to limit the background noise as much as possible. So if you guys really make a concerted effort to do that, I really appreciate it. You know, like I was saying, happy birthday, Papa. We've got a great call lined up for you guys tonight. Really fortunate tonight we get to go over and have dinner with Mama and her sister and my Aunt Co. And really good time to be able to celebrate Papa his first birthday up there in heaven. But that being said, let's jump into the meat of the call tonight and get things kicked off and go to our trainers for the evening, our host for the call. That is a six-figure ring earner. Doing phenomenal things. The regional managers are actually, you know, they lead the Central Texas market doing phenomenal things. Their organization for the last 3 years has consistently been one of the fastest growing organizations within the entire Moore Success Team. So they're absolutely killing it. So we're going to go straight out now to our host, $100,000 ring earners from New Braunfels, Texas, and Ms. Barbara Wilson. Ms. Barbara, are you on the line?
Yes, Jeremy, she is on the line. I'm going to start the call, and then I'm going to turn it over to here just shortly. I want to make a few announcements. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Barbara. She is
unmute your phone, Barb. Talk to me.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm on the phone, sir.
Well, I apologize. In her better half, Mr. Manley is going to kick things off. I apologize, and I'll just turn it over to you guys, step out of the way, and let you guys roll. So the call is yours.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good evening, everyone here in the Legal Show family. It's always an honor and a blessing to be a part of the Moore team and to be on these calls. So we count it a blessing and an honor to do. But I wanted to start the call off tonight by recognizing on the Moore team the winners of the Jamaica trip. And I think it's a big deal if you earn that trip. It wasn't given to you. You definitely earned it, and you should be honored and mentioned for doing that. So I'd like to start off tonight with the leader of the Moore Success Team of the great state of Oklahoma, Ms. Shirlene Moore, who was one of the recipients of that. Jimmy and Sherry Parrish out of the great state of Alabama. Amber and Damian Cheever out of the great state of Idaho, along with Dave and Wendy Hall, also out of Utah. And Dan DeBell out of Utah is another winner. Nikita Tucker out of the great state of Georgia. And Deanne and Brian Foster out of Utah. And Rob and April Hurst out of the great state of Ohio. All congratulations to each and every one of you guys. You worked hard to get there. You deserve it. And so those of you like myself who hasn't made it yet, we're still an opportunity to get on that trip and to lay in the sun here in June along with these great recipients that won that. So also, if you weren't on the list, you still have an opportunity to get on the Jamaica trip in June by being one of the top 25 associates that sell a $24.95 legal plan with a minimum of 8 sales and 1 recruit. Or if you recruit 2, they're going to double those sales. So if you had 12 sales in that period of time, you would have 24, which would put you pretty close to the top of the list. Now, this started only from during April the 16th through the 30th, so we're running out of time to get on that trip. Those of you that still would like to make that trip, is still a possibility. And also the second way you can do it is you can be one of 10 winners by selling three $24.95 legal plans and one recruit, or sell six $24.95 plans to be on the in the drawing, that they're going to give away 10 more winners in that category as well. And third, last but not least, if you're in the producing category, the B2B side, where you do a lot of group, if you've met the 3,500 points required to sell and minimum of 12 legal plans since then, you will be entered in the top 25 to have your name drawn for the Jamaica trip as well. So there's still a lot of chances out there. Looks like there's going to be about 60 more trips given away. And, of course, that trip is for you and one other person. So good luck to all of you, and heads down and moving forward. I also want to mention the upcoming 2018 More Success Team and Team Renew Annual Leadership Retreat at the Arizona Grand Resort and Water Park in Phoenix, Arizona. That's going to be happening July the 12th through the 15th of 2018. I would like for you to go to the moresuccessteam.com website for your registration. And also there's a 15-minute audio there by More Success Team Millionaire Club member Chris Hughes as he describes the event and how important it will be for your team and you to attend. I can tell you, every one that I've got to go to, and I haven't missed one since I've been in the business, it is remarkable, an incredible training that you get. It's more down home to you. It's one thing to go to the national convention, but this is more closer to you. It's people that are on the MORE team, and we have some incredible leaders. We have a multitude of leaders that are on the MORE Success Team to learn from. So I highly suggest that you put that on your calendar and make that one of the things that you will not fail to do this coming summer. I also want to mention, as we're closing out the month here, the Drive to Director ends April the 30th, so we're coming up rather quickly. That's Monday week from now. They dropped the requirements to go to director, so if you definitely want to take advantage of this promotion, instead of having three manager legs and 100 sales, you can have four manager legs and only 75 organizational sales, which is a lot less there, or instead of 100 personal sales, 85 personal sales, which is 15 less than what's normally required. So happy hunting on the directors. Those of you that are sitting on the fence or right there, make sure you do this. Why not take the easy road? If they offer it to you, make sure you take advantage of those when they come up. And then, of course, Earn Your Way to Nashville Leadership with Grant Cardone coming up September the 14th through the 16th. Qualify April 1st through June the 30th. They're going to give away three nights stay at the Host Hotel, one round trip ticket to Nashville, and $150 gift card. So we definitely want to make sure you take advantage of that. Become a new Power Team ED. And Performance Club Qualify each month is one way to do it, or break a new Power Team ED and qualify each month for Performance Club. Or if you're in the Bellers category, which most of us are here, you can do that with six recruits as long as you do that, as long as you do three recruits between now and the next Monday night. So, and then, of course, level up three, and one of those level on up to manager. That beats having nine recruits. In case you don't make it, you would have to do an extra three, a total of nine, to get to that point. So I want to move on now and get to the guest speaker tonight. It's certainly my pleasure to introduce tonight's guest speaker out of New Braunfels, Texas, $100,000 ring earner, Silver Executive Director, Lady of Justice recipient, Ms. Barbara Wilson. Are you on the call, Ms. Wilson?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
That's good news. That's good news. Well, thank you so much for having me on the call. I'm not used to doing this, and so it's pretty exciting for me too. You know, Manley and I, as y'all, most of y'all know, we've been in the business for 10 years, and my goodness, the time has gone so fast. It really has. But before I get started, I wanted to tell you a quick story. Manley's brother is a minister. He's retired now, but we used to laugh because every time he would get on a sermon series, and after it was over, we always knew what things he was struggling with, because that was what the mission was about, or the preaching was about. And I guess that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to talk about what I'm having problems with. So that's what we're going to talk about. So we'll take that in stride. So we've been in business for, you know, for 10 years, and we've learned a lot and a lot of things we've learned are about communication. And that's my topic, is communication. And the first thing I really want to say is about self-communication and family, team members, and also your customers. And they all will overlap, of course. That's where we're going to start. You know how it is. You can never say, we always either say too much or not enough, or too much to the wrong person at the wrong time. We're all guilty of that. And the way that happens to us is, this isn't just for new people. This is for, we all need to stop long enough to take inventory of ourselves and how we're communicating with ourselves. You know, the company's growing. We're reaping the harvest of all the work that we've been putting in this for the right time. And it's time to review our skill set, and that's where I'm at right now. So I want to kind of share that with y'all. We want to check our self-talk, and what are you telling yourself every day? And this I want you to write down, because this is important. Are you, when you're having this self-talk, is it true? What you're telling yourself, is that true? Secondly, is it helpful? And if you can say, answer those questions, you'll know then that I need to replace that self-talk with something else, because that's not helpful to me, and it's not, and if you get in the habit of doing a better job of what you're thinking, and that is our job, is to take care of that, what we're thinking, and we can do that. That's one of our skill sets that we can work on. And also not just to tell the truth and to be helpful, but awareness without judgment about yourself. And the reason I'm talking about these things, self-doubt comes in when you're working your Legal Shield business, and this is not something that you do. If you're doing it on a part-time basis, you're never out there quite as much as someone that's full-time and that see this every day. They build their confidence because they're at it more often. When we're doing it part-time, we don't get enough time to build our confidence up. And so once you realize it's your responsibility to do that, to change your mindset, then it becomes easier, and it's easier to role model to your family and your downline. I used to have a math teacher. He was the coach at the high school I went to. And I was never very good in math. He always would, when I would complain about I couldn't do something, he would say, "Now, Mrs. Ayers, you are an American, not an American." And as a young person, it annoyed me greatly. But now that I'm older, I understand the value that this is a great country. We have the possibilities of doing all things. And so it's really encouraging for me to hear that now at my age, that we can do it. This all helps us by example. It transcends to our families and into our team. So once we get our head straight about what we're thinking about ourselves, then we can get on about the business of doing business. You know, we have all the control about what's in our head. We really do. We have, and that responsibility, and that may be off-putting to some people, that we're responsible for what that we think. We think, well, that just comes into my mind. It does just come in, but you can take it out, and you can ask that question. If it's not helping me, then I don't need to be thinking that, and you can let that go. Because we really are thinking about changing our mindset. If you're on the call, you have already made that change. You've already decided that you're going to let go of the things from the past. You can't be trapped by the, well, I was poor when I grew up. I had a hard time when I was a child. Things were difficult for me. It was, you don't understand. And actually, we all do. We all understand how difficult life can be, but you can't let the difficulties of your past bleed into the present and the future that you have dreamed for yourself. When you change your mindset, it just leaks over into the people that you are around and the people that you recruit and your customers, and they look at you and they go, "Wow, this person has got substance," and substance will, you know, sustain you. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, and So how does that happen? How does people know, like, and trust you Well, the first communication is not talking. And I'm sad to say that because no one likes to talk more than I do. But the best form of communication is listening to others and being sincerely interested in other people. That will give you the time you need. That will give you the time. If you are interested in them, then they will become interested in you. Because I know when people give me the good graces of their time and they're letting me talk, I feel special. I feel interested. I feel interesting, and I feel smarter because they're listening to me. And I gotta tell you, I feel thinner. My weight goes down when people are listening to me. Somehow it makes me feel more worthy when people give me their ear. So if you do that with people and you listen with sincerity, then you have someone who already trusts you. And so while you have their ear and you let them talk, eventually they're going to talk to you, and they're going to ask you, what is it that you do? And what's a great opportunity to say, well, if you've got a few minutes, I would love to send you some information. Would that be okay? Hand them your phone and let them put their information in prospect, and they will. People, it's amazing to me in this age where people are afraid of everything and everybody in the world, they will still give you their personal information to a stranger. But they will, because you've already set up that trust situation. But you want to build on that, and you want to make sure that you tell them what to expect from you, and then do that. Tell them that you want to call them back to see what they like best. This is pretty straightforward and pretty simple, but you have a responsibility to do that, to call them back at the designated time to see that, and after you have that call, then you can make the next invitation. The invitation to the next briefing or the next event. But make sure that event comes with their partner, their spouse, so that everybody is on board with the same decision. The family needs to be in agreement on this, because if you are not in agreement with the partner, they don't have to do the business, but we don't want them sabotaging the associate and behind the scenes. It happens all the time. You know how it is. It's never a good idea unless it was yours. We're all that way. It's terrible. We're terrible people sometimes, but it's true. We have that idea that if it wasn't our idea, there must be something wrong with it. So that's why we want their buy-in early, and we want them both at the briefing, and they can both support the idea, support the business, and it changes things. So you can, and right after they join, and they usually do, by the way, because it makes sense. It makes sense. And after they join, then you can schedule that briefing at their home. And if they have children, we can let the kids know what's happening so that they're not pushed aside or feel like it's that legal chill thing again. Because we have to communicate this. We have to keep these open lines of communication with the whole family. We have to schedule our meetings and our briefings and all business opportunities as soon as we can, because we are the breadwinners, and that the family will know, like, and trust us that we're doing what we said we're going to do when we were going to do it. And when the kids they can put their stuff on the calendar, and we all as a family decide which things we can eliminate and which things are not negotiable, so that the family will always be strong and with you as you are on this process. If you stay focused on your goals when you're helping people, your self-improvement goals will help Legal Shield fall into place. You know that's on every slide. Oh, we do self-improvement. And I know that half of us halfway believe that. And I say that with all due respect. Sometimes I halfway believe it. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm supposed to get better. But we can't be lazy in learning. We can't be lazy in learning. And I am. So it's something I thought all the time. So I'm a perfect example of knowing this pain. And if you're not familiar with the LMS, I don't know why I can't say it, the learning system that we have in our back office, you go into the back office, it's under My Business, it's under Training, and then it's under LMS, and that's where all of our classes are. And if you're ever undecided about what to do or how to go to the next step in Legal Shield, if you'll go back and review some of the successful people in those classes, in those 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, you can do those two or three times a week. It will change who you are. It will take the negative thoughts out of your head because you've got something to work with besides bad stuff. You've got some good positive things in your pocket that you can lean on. And your people will trust you that because you're using the right words and you're saying the right things and you're doing the work, people will, they can trust you and follow you as you're building your business. It's really exciting times, and we have enjoyed the process of Legal Shield. I don't know very much about Legal Shield, and I have been in for 10 years. I do know that we were blessed to know that we had to do it ourselves. We had sponsors, and they tried to teach us what they knew. They didn't know a lot, but they did try to teach us. So when you recruit people, I want you to be responsible to those people. And I don't mean to move them into your house. We don't want to make them dependent upon you. We want to set them free, just like you were raising children. You don't raise children for them to move in with you when they get old. We raise children so that they have the tools they need to grow on their own. And so our job is to prepare them, and it's just what our job is with associates. It is to prepare them to be on their own. We can help them, but we will never do more for an associate than they are willing to do for themselves. And that's something that you really want to teach. You want to be there for them, and you want to guide them, but we will not do their work because you are your CEO of your own business. And I hope that I'm saying something that is of use to someone today, but if I haven't, the LMS training system is all at your disposal that will help you get to the next level. And every level that you get, your perspective is different, and your truth will be different. And it will help keep your head in a different place, and it's always a good place to be moving up. And thank you for your time. I'm going to turn this call over to my other speaker, and it is $50,000 ring earner, $1,000 app award winner, platinum, just hit platinum on stage last at the conference, and I'd love to turn this call over to my very sweet Sam Boley.
Hey, Barb.
Sam on the call? Are you on the call?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, I can. Thank you.
All right. All you. Barb, that's going to be tough to follow, but I also want to elaborate on what your topic was, and the topic of support, whether it be in the family or the business. Luckily for us, we've been able to have support from day one, being in the business 10 years. And for those of you who haven't heard me speak, my name is Sam Boley. I'm the other half of Stephanie Boley, not the better half, but the other half. So you guys are used to hearing from Stephanie Boley, but I'm the support. And with that, we are fortunate to have the support of Manley and Barbara Wilson out of New Brunswick, where we just listened to Barbara with her wise and speech, and then also the support from the Moore team. You know, Jeremy and Stephanie have been there with us from day one, and their support is vital, and their wisdom in the Legal Shield family as well. So getting into the family part of support, as a husband to a successful Legal Shield associate, it was vital to me to support my wife, Stephanie, at home and in our Legal Shield business. To start, we have a beautiful 17-year-old daughter that is everything to Steph and I. However, with both of us being 100% vested into our Legal Shield, it allows us and our daughter to be able to run our Legal Shield business without missing a beat in life, whether it be soccer, family time, et cetera. And this is obviously important to both us and her and our growth as parents. But, for instance, Stephanie is obviously very busy in her group in B2B and business solutions while also being RMs in our local area and now market trainer in Kentucky. Now, obviously, this is a pretty large plate for her, and she has to have support from me. Doing more on the home front and being more connected in the networking side of things and communicating with our team. and that allows her to be able to concentrate on her business and not having to worry about a lot of the small things. Well, you know, getting out messages to our team, communicating with them via text, whether it be growing, doing third-party calls, and things like that. Obviously, this is not a very easy task. It takes constant communication from us to stay on the same page in order to be successful in our business and in our personal life. And with that, it means our marriage and being parents. As a supportive husband, I am proud to say Stephanie is probably one of the most professional individuals I have ever been around, either in the corporate arena that I work in or Legal Shield. And that explains a lot for her high retention in their Legal Shield business. Obviously, that'd be another call. But again, with the support of the family and knowing that we have, you know, communication, it's vital to the support that she gets on a day-to-day basis and allows me to be able to, today we were at briefings. Today we came home, you know, 9:30 so that we could jump on this call. But it's vital for the growth of us in both our business and as parents and being able to be there for our daughter whenever she's needed, whether she's sick, whether she's at a sporting event, or whether she's at a concert, doesn't matter. We're going to be there. And Legal Shield gives us that freedom. On the business side of things, we have a good team, and obviously we're continuously trying to grow our team. But we've had to learn the hard way, kind of like what Barbara was talking about, in running our business and not making sure that we are not running their business. However, what we want to be is that support and resource for our team. And what does that mean? I mean that we train our team to utilize the same tools and resources we use on a day-to-day basis. Our back office, our reports, our leadership shows, the more success team calls, social media. And if you haven't noticed, social media has a lot of Legal Shield information on it. And so that's a vital tool also, as well as LMS for training. So you are providing them with a level of self-development by teaching them to be able to run their business and have a full understanding and power of what they are part of. Taking a little time to develop someone as your team member will save an abundance of time later while also putting them on a fast track to success in the Legal Shield business by being duplicatable. You know, isn't that what we are? We're taught to be when we signed up, duplicatable. The most successful associates in the networking side of business develop leaders by being duplicatable, not running their business for them. They will grow to be independent if we do not do it for them. And that's what we want. We want someone to be able to be duplicatable. Don't do something that's going to confuse or make it hard to duplicate, because we're taught that, you know, keep it simple. Keep it simple. So the most successful associates are duplicatable. So now Steph and I work hard at being organized. If one cannot grow individually, we work together. And we have what we did is we actually put a tabletop in our office. And basically we sit across from each other, working on our computers, facing each other, and we communicate. This makes us communicate, makes us be on the same page by also being able to view our vision board, which allows us to be success. So with that, one of the biggest things, I know Stephanie talked about it last week, and I know Barbara just touched on it, but self-development is critical to the success of you and your Legal Shield business. If one cannot grow individually, they will not succeed in their business, whether networking or B2B. Reading and listening to one's mentors or self-development books are critical to one's growth. Taking a nugget from numerous successful professionals who have paved the way and created a perfect mindset in you. Notice I said mindset in you. And there's a couple of quotes I'd like to close out on. And with that being, from a lot of us that were able to be with John Maxwell last September that were fortunate, if you don't have peace, it isn't because we took it from you. You gave it away. You cannot always control what happens to you, but you can control what happens in you. Remember, it is what's in you that you develop. And then the last quote from Benjamin Franklin, how do you become better tomorrow? By improving yourself. The world is better, but not afraid of growing too slowly, but be afraid of standing still. Forget your mistakes, but remember what they taught you. So how do you become better today? I mean, tomorrow, by being better today. So with that, I'm going to close out. Thank you for having me on, and mainly I'm going to toss it back to you.
Well, thank you, Sam. You guys did an incredible job. You and Barbara both hit on two hot topics that are very basic to growing a team and a large team. On top of that, learning how to communicate, how to be duplicatable. Two great subjects. You covered them very well, and I appreciate both of you for being on the call. So in closing tonight, I'm looking at the clock. We're right up on the half hour here. You know, in honor of Mr. Ken Moore, it would have been his 82nd birthday. God, I sure miss this guy. Let's all do our business like Ken Moore would expect us to do, as if he's looking over your shoulder, because he is. He's looking down tonight. I hope we're making him proud. I hope each and every one of us are making him proud tonight for all the work he put in to each and every one of us. You know, if he were here tonight, he'd close his call like he always did. Keep God first, family second, Legal Shield third. With that, God bless each of you, and good night.